Kraslava and its region is the only place in Latvia where the Daugava River has retained its natural flow. The Daugava has flowed here for thousands of years. The Daugava trading route facilitated cities' economic and cultural development. It was a part of the famous route called From Varangians to the Greeks. The largest part of the city is situated on the right bank of the Daugava. A smaller part on the left bank is called Priedaine. The two shores have been connected by a bridge since 1993. Daugava River is the city's most beautiful adornment and pride. Nature park Daugavas Loki begins in Kraslava. Daugavas Loki, the Bends, is a nature park in Daugava River Valley in Augšdaugava, a protected landscape area of 12,562 hectares. Its natural peculiarity is the 8 wide Daugava River bends, ranging from 4 to 6 kilometers. In 2011, the natural park was included into the Latvian National List of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. The beauty of Daugava can be seen by going for the 40-minute stroll along Adamova Nature Trail. It begins and ends at Kraslava Observation Area. There are 755 species of ferns and seed-bearing plants, 45% of ones found in Latvia. Also, there are some 50 of the listed 79 terrestrial snail species found in Latvia. Pay attention to these rare plants and enjoy nature by listening to the singing birds while on the trail. Notice the rock outcrops, boulders, mudslides, and peculiar trees. On the left bank of the park, there is Priedaine Watchtower, the second highest wooden observation tower in Latvia. Its height is 32 meters. The tower's observation platform offers spectacular views of the Daugava River Valley and Kraslava. There is a recreation spot at the bottom of the tower to take a leisurely rest during your travel.